This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good morning. I want to start with a little update. If you missed yesterday's episode, I'm going through a bit of a breakup, and it's okay. It was a mutual breakup. Adult Ed wanted me to charge for dance classes. Well, they wanted to charge for my dance classes, and I said, no, we agreed to do this for free, and it's going to stay free. So we decided to part ways. So I realized I was a little bit attached to my Tuesday night class. I try not to get too attached, right? Because things are always changing. So why get too attached? But of course, I fell in love with everybody who comes to dance. I dance in my middle school cafeteria. So there's nostalgia, kind of full circle vibes. Anyway. Yeah, and just being a part of Adult Ed and being in the catalog, you know, that was really fun. So I got a little attached. And then once I let go, you know, I realized, okay, I was attached. This hurts a little bit. Let it hurt. And then get excited for what's next. Okay, so whatever breakup you're going through, let it hurt. Realize that you were attached to that. And realize now that you're free of that attachment. And we can let life show up for us and tell us what's next. Let life do us, if you will, right? I'm not doing life. Life is doing me. And, you know, the storms come. The storms come when they're expected. The storms come when they're unexpected. And that was just kind of an unexpected storm. But I'm really glad it's moving through. I'm actually, I won't say I'm over it, but I'm getting there. So, the storms, the emotional storms. Whew. I've been talking a lot about, you know, about pain and emotion. They must go together. I really do think the body keeps score. I've heard that. And I was programmed and chose to hold my emotions in to stop the storms. But I'm pretty sure that just means I have a bunch of emotional storms just paused inside of my body. So when I come across one, I let it move. Whether it's crying, being angry, let it move. It might not move all the way through, but let it move a little bit. Some of my friends knew I was going through this particular storm. And honestly, I don't know if it was this particular storm or maybe Finn having a few sick days or maybe just me having some kick-ass friends. One of them messaged me yesterday and said, "How can I support you? How can I support you and Finn?" And I had no idea what to say. And it wasn't because I felt bad. I joked to myself, "Well, I don't think that they have buckets of money." And then I thought, "What? Okay, Amanda, like, what would you do with the money?" I would pay for body work. I would pay for my other lovely person that I know to give me myofascial releases. And I would tend to my body. I would tend to my body. I would stop. I would drop out. I would just spend time feeling the storms and letting them move and discovering all the lies. I know that there are lies in there, and I will tell you how I know this. I'll give you a specific example. There was a... I don't even know how to describe this storm. There was a big monster of a storm going through me years ago. And things were just awful. And I felt like I had no one. And I went into an empty room to just fall apart. I just was sobbing and just hopeless, and I didn't know what to do. And I ended up putting on a meditation that I bought that I thought I'd never do because it was like an hour. I'll put on the 15-minuters, but an hour at that time in my life? No. No, I'm never going to do that. I just love Barry Goldstein. I love this whole idea, so I just like this. I want to have it, but I don't know when I'll ever do it. Well, that day, I had nothing. I had nothing else. And I looked at that meditation. I pressed play. I laid on my back on the floor. And I let it all sink in. I let myself sink into the floor, into the earth, and I could have dropped all the way through. And I listened. I listened to the meditation. And I was following along. And eventually I was asked to breathe through my feet. Breathe in the mother energy, right? Mother Earth rises to our feet. Breathe in through your feet. And I'm pretty woo-woo, as they say, so like there's no problem breathing in through my feet. I was like, yes, breathe in through my feet. I was breathing in through my feet. And of course, I was instructed to notice any blocks. You know, if you're breathing in, does the breath get stuck anywhere? And I thought, oh yeah, my right hip's a little tight. It's always tight. I think that's really the only place where I'm noticing where my breath comes in through my feet and gets stuck a little bit as it comes all the way up. And then I was instructed to breathe through my head. Breathe in the father energy. I couldn't breathe. Not one breath, not one inch, not one, nothing, no air, no air. I was so good at breathing in through my feet. No air came in through my head. In that moment, in the first moment of trying, and I couldn't breathe, and I had a total breakdown. I had no clue. I kind of thought that I had, like, forgiven my dad. He and I didn't have the best. You know, I wanted so much more, and he wasn't available for me. And he wasn't that into me. And that really hurt my feelings. However, I appreciate him. And I started that process a long time ago. And I love him. And I'm happy that he was my dad specifically. And he makes sense to me. I get why he may be closed off. And all those things. I thought that I was really working through that very well. But I couldn't breathe through my head. Okay? So I fell apart. I fell apart. I just broke into tears. I couldn't believe. You know, I thought I was what I wasn't. I was so closed off. Oh, man. So after that little storm passed, I'm still in this meditation. It goes on forever. And I'm listening to what the meditation is telling me. And at the same time, I'm discovering, I'm uncovering the lie. And as I do, I'm able to breathe through my head. And as I do, the air and energy is able to move through my hip without a block. What I had done, I had made my mom really good and my dad really bad. In my story, most of the time, my mom was the good guy and my dad was the bad guy, just in general. And in this meditation, I untied that knot. I took the lie out of my body. And my hip was completely healed for about 4 hours. For about 4 hours, I had a different story. I had a different life. I had a different body. For 4 hours, and let me tell you, it was so uncomfortable. I can feel my hip right now. My hip just has a little bit of a hum to it, a little bit of it's tension. It's tension. It's a bit of a clenching. I can't get the oxygen all the way in. I can. Let me straighten up here and put my feet flat on the floor. Sit on my sits bones. Stack my spine from the bottom. Let my head float. Let my pelvis float. Broaden my collarbones. Let my arms fall to my sides, not my front. My shoulders are on my back. My ribs, they're gonna smooch. They're pulled in a little bit towards the spine. I can feel the natural curve of my spine take place. I'm gonna breathe in through my feet, all the way up, let it out. I'm gonna do that a few more times. As I breathe in, I'm gonna picture my spinal fluid going up with my breath. And as I breathe out, I'm gonna picture it going down. Up from the Mother Earth, all the way up, up, up to the heavens. And then we pull down the heavens. Let that sink into the earth. Breathe in through your feet. See how it goes. Keep going. I smell lilacs. Ah, sorry, Missy. My dear friend, lilacs are her nemesis. Not mine, though. And we can still be friends. Isn't that lovely? Her enemy is my friend. I'm gonna switch. Breathe in through your head, everybody. Breathe in the Father energy from the heavens. Keep breathing. Breathe in through your head and let it wash you. Let it come in like water. Let it rinse down your whole body and sink into the earth. You can think about the fluid in your body, right? Breathe in, breathe out. So try that on your own. Breathe in through your feet, breathe in through your head. Notice the differences and just be there with it. You don't have to figure anything out. You don't have to change anything. I didn't plan on it when this happened to me years ago. I didn't plan on healing. I was desperate. I just needed a friend. I just needed to not be alone. And I happened to be present and paying attention and feeling my body. And like I said, when I healed my hip, I was very uncomfortable without my pain. I'm used to my pain. I was very uncomfortable without it. In fact, I was sitting in the car and I felt like my hip had like inflated, like I was sitting on a beach ball. There was so much space in my hip. There was so much space in my hip. It felt like all of a sudden half of me sitting in the car was a beach ball. So isn't that interesting? How uncomfortable I was without the pain. Because we're used to it, right? Same old story. Well, it is possible to have a new story. And I will tell you, my hip doesn't give me as much trouble as it used to. I've got other things going on now. I'm on to my cervical spine. I'm on to the neck. I've got other stuff going on. But I like the new story of my hip. And I live that truth that my dad was not bad and my mom was not good. We're all good. We're all bad. We are all the things. So, dear friend who reached out yesterday and asked how you can support me, thank you so much for just reaching out, because I realized I don't even have an answer for that. How do I even answer that? I don't know. Right? And of course, okay, drop buckets of money on me there, because, you know, there's always something. So Amanda, let yourself dream. You know, you don't have to ask this person for buckets of money, but allow this question to come in. How can life support me? Well, life, I would like lots of time and space to drop out and breathe and find the lies and untie those knots. And I want someone to put their hands on me and roll out my fascia. My sheets are really wrinkled in there. You know when the sheets get wrinkled and you pull on one side and you pull on the other side and you pull on that? That's my fascia. I don't know if you know what fascia is, but it's kind of like, I don't really pick out cuts of meat anymore, but when I used to pick out cuts of meat, I would look for marbling, the little white stuff that just runs through it all. That's fascia. We have marbling that just runs through it all. And it's kind of like a bed sheet. You pull it on one side, it comes up from the other end. It can get all crinkled. And so that's what I want. And I did talk to Will. I thought, this is crazy that I don't have an answer for this person, this lovely person who wants to support me. Amanda, your hyper-independence. Trauma response. Like, hello. And so I did say to him, well, I mean, Olive is an amazing babysitter. Maybe it's time we have another one. Right? And I thought, oh, that's so lame. Just to be like, well, you could start our babysitter list. That's not lame. That's kind of the coolest thing ever. And then when I woke up this morning, I saw a message from my friend, a different friend, one who has put her hands on me. Thank you, friend, for your magical healing hands. I told her last night, hey, someone asked me how they could support me, and I can't even answer this question. And it brought me right back to pain, and she's a little bit of my pain buddy. We're changing our stories together. And I thought, I cannot believe this led me back to pain. All I want is money so I can work on my body and other people can work on my body. And it doesn't have to come with money, but that's just a typical symbol of freedom. So it's one that comes up with, how can I help? Well, give me the typical symbol of freedom, please. And anyway, I had messaged my friend about this conundrum last night. And just before I started this podcast, I opened my messages and she said, hey, do you think maybe they could come and sit with Finn for a little bit so you could drop out, and maybe that would be support? Great minds think alike. So I'm gonna say I'll see you tomorrow, and I'm gonna hop off of here and I'm gonna message my beautiful friend with her beautiful car, and I'm gonna ask her, maybe I can share this photo because I love her car so much. And it's not what you think. I don't even know what kind of a car it is. I have no clue what she drives. I have no clue what you drive. But boy, do I love your car. Boy, do I love your car. It's like walking into your story when you get in. So thank you for being you. Thank you for offering support. And I never know, like, do I say names on here? Do I not say names? I've already called out Missy. You know who you are. Thank you so much. I'll message you right now, and I'll see you tomorrow.